Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod the superintendent of the South Ripley Community School Corporation, Mr. Rob Moorhead. Good morning to you, Rob.
Good morning, Tom. So good to be back with you on the Daily Pod.
And great to have you as always, Rob. And of course, last night, the South Ripley School Board met. And in particular of note is you've got hired a new junior high principal, Rob.
Indeed, we did, Tom, and we couldn't be more excited with the hiring of Melanie Evans. She'll be moving into the role of junior high principal at South Ripley, and Melanie has just been a fantastic teacher at South Ripley for 17 years. And actually, Tom, my work relationship with Melanie goes back many years. When I was a math teacher at South Dearborn High School, Melanie actually student taught in my classroom, and then I was fortunate when I became administrator at South Dearborn that we got to hire Melanie at South Dearborn High School, and she taught math for us there before returning to South Ripley. She made her return to South Ripley a few years before I did, and then was able to begin working with her again back when I came home to South Ripley as well. And in her 17 years at the junior high, she has been a staple of the success that we have had at South Ripley Junior High, and she's been the eighth grade team lead for many years, and just really has led a lot of the work we are doing there on the student data-driven instruction, and really getting down and looking at that data and seeing what story it tells about students. And Melanie's been a leader in that work, a leader in our STEM certification work, and just we couldn't be more excited. And Tom, we're pleased to be able to promote from within, a situation where you take one of your best teachers, who has worked also to get her administrative license and is now ready for that step in her career. And we think it'll be a really smooth transition. I know Derek Hutton is going to work closely with her on the transition, as Derek also makes the transition over to the high school. And then, Tom, interestingly enough, now that will make starting next school year, our entire administrative team will consist of South Ripley alums. So with Ryan Lauber and Chris Wood, along with Derek and Melanie and myself, all who graduated from South Ripley, and we're proud of that. We're proud that our South Ripley education is being put to work for the next generation of students at South Ripley, and we are very pleased to get Melanie started in her new role. That'll officially begin on July 1st.
All right, very good. And of course, that's really a testament to the school corporation, the clean sweep, as it were, as far as the administrators are concerned. And as far as some other personnel items, Rob, what did the board act on last night?
Tom, it's hard to believe summer is right around the corner, so we're making some summer plans already. The board approved Lynn Cumberworth to teach our summer school courses at South Ripley High School again this year. Those will start on June 5th and end on July 24th. A lot of those are online programs, but Lynn works with the students once a week in the school to help them kind of in a blended learning environment to make sure they are making progress on their courses in the summer. And then, Tom, we always get compliments on how nice our buildings look. And one of the reasons for that is we invest in the summer in doing some really deep cleaning in all of our buildings, and we hire some additional custodial positions in the summer. And so last night, Andrew Bain, Tina Clift, Nathan Hensley, Rachel Hyatt, Brady Johnson, and Latasha Stickles were approved to be on the summer crew. They will do the deep cleaning in our buildings to keep them shining and make them look great, and we appreciate the work they will be putting in. We also had a retirement to announce last night, and that is Lisa Hughes. She will be leaving her special education teacher position at South Ripley and retiring from education, so we congratulate Lisa Hughes on her upcoming retirement. And then, Tom, we also filled a temporary special education aide position at South Ripley Junior High for the remainder of the school year, and we filled that with a South Ripley alum, Katie Garcia. We're glad to have Katie joining us for the remainder of the school year. Katie actually did her student teaching with us during the start of the year, and she'll return in this temporary special education aide position throughout the remainder of the year. And then, Tom, a couple of notable resignations to mention, and that is Matt McNew is giving up his position as girls varsity basketball coach. And as you know, Matt has been very successful in that stint, I think winning three sectionals along the way, and has done a really nice job. And we congratulate Matt on his success and wish him well moving forward. His assistant, Julia Samples, also resigned from her position. So we'll be looking for some new coaches in our girls basketball program. We'll get that process started. But in the meantime, JV coach Brad Goldsberry will be running our summer programs to keep our girls basketball program moving forward this summer while we search for our new head coach there. And then Brittany Miller has resigned from her high school cheerleading sponsor position. We appreciate Brittany's work over the last 3 years in that role as well. And then finally, under personnel, Tom, we approved to post a certified teaching position at South Ripley Elementary School. So we will be having some positions posted here now this morning. So that special education position at the high school, along with Melanie Evans' math position there in the junior high. She's been teaching junior high math. So we'll be posting a math position and also this elementary position that we are posting. And so there are folks out there looking for teaching positions and want to come to a fantastic school district. Hop on our website and get your applications in.
All right. And then also, Rob, the board acted on some field trips last night, I understand.
Indeed, Tom. Again, preparing for summer, Coach Sevy Beach and the high school boys basketball team have some trips planned this summer to participate in some shootouts. And given that one of these is an overnight trip and one of them is an out-of-state trip, they require board approval. So on Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th, they'll be playing at two different shootouts. One is at St. Francis University, and the other is at Indiana Wesleyan. So they will spend the night up there on Friday night to be able to get both of those shootouts in. And then the next week, they're going to be heading out of state to Wright State University for a shootout on June 12th. So the boys basketball team is going to be busy. And, Tom, we also approved upcoming here in May, our junior high archery team has advanced to the Nationals in Louisville, Kentucky. And they will be heading there. And given that that's an out-of-state field trip, that had to be approved by the board. So that'll be on May 9th for the junior high archery team. Those are students in grades 6 through 8. And we look forward to seeing their success in the national shoot in Louisville, Kentucky.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with South Ripley School Superintendent Rob Moorhead right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with South Ripley School Superintendent Rob Moorhead as we take a look back at last night's school board meeting. And Rob, I understand that the board acted on a couple of purchases, one including buses and also student devices.
Yeah, I'll take them in the order that you mentioned them there, Tom. As you know, all schools have to do a five-year bus replacement plan, and in our bus replacement plan, it called for us to replace three buses this school year. We went ahead and approved the purchase of two buses for right now, and then we're going to look at our budget numbers and make sure before we commit to that third bus. Tom, it's amazing how the price of buses has risen over the years. So a base bus, and these are just your base regular yellow buses. Base bus bid now is at $140,000, but we have that money planned and budgeted for, so we can go ahead and make the purchase of the two. And Tom, what you have to do when your buses reach the age of 12 years old, if they're no longer in the best working order, you want to go ahead and roll those out and bring new buses on for the next 12 years. So these are purchases that last a long time, and you're actually required to keep your buses for 12 years if they're in good working order, and that's why you do these long-term bus replacement plans. So we'll be purchasing two large yellow buses to go into our fleet, and we approved that last night. And then, Tom, as you know as well, and as our community knows, we are a one-to-one school district with technology that is in the hands of each and every student, and the technology we use are Google Chromebooks, and we purchase those on a three-year rotation. So last night, we approved the purchase of 528 new student devices on this three-year rotation. And what we do, Tom, is we lease those for 3 years through a company called Providence Capital Network. And then we work with a company called Trafera. They won the bid for the devices, and they also work us a deal called a white glove situation. And the white glove protection plan, if you will, allows each family to purchase protection on the device at a very reasonable price to protect against any potential damage that may occur accidentally to the device. So we approved all that last night at the board, and it looks like next year it'll be grades 9 through 12 and grades K through 1 who are on the schedule to receive the new Chromebooks. And this new model will match the model that we purchased for the students in the other grade levels this year. So again, we have that three-year rotation, and I think that's something, Tom, that we're proud of. Back when one-to-one initiatives were first getting started, the big question was always about sustainability. What's your sustainability plan, and how are you going to be able to work this so that you can replace the devices and make sure they stay in good shape? And working with our business manager, Lana Miller, and our technology crew from Five Star, we were able to put together this three-year rotation and the sustainability plan that has gone along with that to allow us to keep our Chromebooks in working order, to allow us to budget appropriately, and also allow us to keep the costs for our families down in terms of how much they pay to rent those devices each year. And of course, now, Tom, with the state taking over the book bills for the most part, the families will not have to pay this rental charge. That'll be covered by the dollars we get from the state. Now, they will be asked to purchase the $25 protection plan. That's an option. But the thing about that, Tom, we encourage all of our families to do that because if they purchase that protection plan, then there will be no charge whatsoever to the family, no deductible, no charge at all if anything accidentally happens to that device. And that can happen. If they don't purchase that protection plan, then if there's accidental damage to the device, the families will be responsible for that. So we'll be getting that information out, but we did approve those purchases last night, and glad to keep our one-to-one initiative going.
All right, and then as we continue our visit with South Ripley School Superintendent Rob Moorhead, and under information items, had a couple of awards that were talked about at last night's meeting, Rob.
Tom, this National Science Foundation STEM Education Award is very interesting. So it is a partnership with the University of Cincinnati that our high school biology teacher, Angela Blevins, put in an application for. She worked with Joe Ralston, our high school principal, on this. And we were one of 10 schools selected in the entire tri-state area that's going to be in a five-year partnership with the University of Cincinnati. And it's called Biology Meets Engineering. And basically, Tom, this project connects students and teachers with locally relevant science, engineering, and technology industry partners to see how science and engineering are applied to solve critical problems for the benefit of society. So we're excited about this process as we look to get our high school on the path towards STEM certification, seeing our science program and our biology program specifically partnering with UC in this STEM-related project is really going to be cool, and we think it's really going to provide some outstanding experiences for our students. So we wanted to make the board aware of that. That will get underway next school year, and we look forward to the many positive things that one's going to bring. And then, Tom, also, the Indiana Army National Guard does a challenge every year with area schools in terms of the number of students who commit to join the Indiana Army National Guard. And this year, South Ripley High School won that challenge. I believe our number is 5 students who have enlisted in the Indiana Army National Guard, and we are proud of those students and want to thank them for their willingness to step up and serve their country. But Tom, something I didn't even know existed as a part of this was the school who wins this challenge, they get the opportunity to have a Black Hawk helicopter brought to the school, and then staff members are invited to actually take a trip on that Black Hawk helicopter. So a short flight. And we're looking forward to that. That'll be coming in on April 24th in the morning. And some of our staff members, myself included, will have the opportunity to go up in this Black Hawk helicopter. And I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be a new experience for me. And again, just a nice program put into place by the Indiana Army National Guard.
Yeah, that sounds really cool, Rob. That is a neat thing. I can't wait to see some photos of that. That should be pretty interesting. And
Tom, maybe I'll get him to fly over Batesville and we'll wave at you out the window.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll fly right over the WRBI studios.
There you go. Yeah, we'll wave to you. That sounds good. And finally, Rob, to wrap up, you had some announcements that you made to the board.
We did. Just wanted to let the board know that this weekend, I want to let our community know that this weekend our musical production department, our drama club, will be putting on the musical The Wizard of Oz on Friday and Saturday evenings and then on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So folks, check out our website for more information on that, but you're invited to come out and see the musical The Wizard of Oz. And then, Tom, next weekend, next Saturday night on April 27th, the South Ripley High School prom will be taking place, and that will be hosted again this year at our elementary school. The walkthrough will take place over at the high school, and then the prom will be at our elementary school next Saturday night, April 27th. So always a spring activity that everyone looks forward to as well. And so, yeah, Tom, you know how the spring is in schools. Just very, very busy, a lot going on, but a lot of great things continue happening at South Ripley.
Yeah, it is a busy time of year, and a lot, as you outlined here on our program this morning, a lot of great things happening at South Ripley Schools. So with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. And as always, Rob Moorhead, superintendent of the South Ripley Community School Corporation, thank you for joining us this morning. Stay well, and look forward to speaking with you again about this time next month.
Absolutely, Tom. Always enjoy speaking with you. Look forward to the opportunity next month as well. You have a great spring, and until next time, I look forward to joining you on the Daily Pod on Country 103.9 WRBI.